Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So we're living in a noisy world. We're living at gigabit speeds. We're living in a world of rapid change. Back in the 70s, we used to see between 500 to 1,500 ads per day, but in 2020, we see between 5 and 10,000. That means that messages are coming at us at rapid speed. Our TVs have gotten bigger and louder. Our phones went from being voice communication devices to computers. Our cars have screens in them. While driving to work, the billboards can now digitally change. So if you're sitting in traffic, you could see 5 or 10 different messages from one billboard that you used to see only one. Even your mailbox has become filled with ads. Your bills even come with ads in them. So there's so many different ways that all of this information is flooding us. And this information comes in one of two methodologies. It's either from a positive or negative viewpoint, or what I like to call a position of fear or a position of hope. So as we think about what's happened is this information overload has exploded. And a lot of that has to do with the technologies at our fingertips. Our TVs have evolved into computers. Our computers are now TVs. And our phones are both TVs and computers that pile on text and email. So all of that is coming at us at a rapid pace. I mean, back in 2000, that was supposed to be the information age, the revolution, right? There were no iPhones, Netflix, Google, any of that kind of stuff. Well, technically, Google was there, but it technically did not become mainstream until it started to become part of Yahoo. Think about it. Back in 2000, we're renting DVDs from Blockbuster. Newspapers are dying. And the reason they're dying is because by the time they're printed and delivered to us, there's been 10 new breaking news stories that are completely making what we get in our driveways obsolete. So what do we pay attention to? Let me give you a handful of stats that I got from a video, you may have seen them before, called Socialnomics. And this is the 2019 version. In 2020, the average person will have more conversations with a bot than with their spouse. A goldfish has a longer attention span than a human being. More people own a mobile phone than a toothbrush. 2 out of 3 people get their news from Facebook. 93% of all buying decisions are influenced by social media. People will soon trust Amazon more than they will trust their bank. Monthly users on Facebook and YouTube are bigger than the populations of China, India, and the US combined. 80% of all mobile consumption is video. And 2 people join LinkedIn every second. That's crazy. And what it does is it invokes a fear in us because things are changing so fast. Now, fears can be categorized into 2 things. They can be evolutionary or conditional. Evolutionary is the fear that's hardwired into us. That's the fight or flight. But the other fear is conditional. That's the one that's learned through a complex set of interactions with the world and by observing behaviors. And that's what advertising can do, is it can build something in us, like FOMO, which is fear of missing out. So what we have to do is put a new face on that fear. Now, you could look at fear from 2 different perspectives. One of them is false evidence appearing real. And the other one is face everything and rise. Obviously, the first one has a very negative connotation, and the second one has a positive spin. But when it comes to marketing, it really doesn't matter whether you use a negative or a positive. It really depends on what you're selling. Now, products and services can be broken into two groups. It could be useful, practical, or utilitarian, or they can be pleasant, gratifying, or hedonic. So there have been advertising studies that show when it comes to general promotion, there's little advantage between negative and positive advertising. When it comes to problem avoidance, negative ads work better. But positive messages work better when you're trying to promote a utilitarian or basic solution. That means you don't have to use negative or fear to stand out. You can use a positive message to stand out. Even when producing positive messages, this is a great utilitarian product, they use FOMO or fear of missing out. You've certainly heard the phrase, but wait, there's more. You can get twice as much if you just pay shipping and handling. You can guarantee they've optimized whether you are going to a website or picking up the phone and calling somebody how to get you to buy more product because you might miss out on a great deal. That's the kind of thing that the fear does, even with a utilitarian product. So we got those two different fear acronyms. But I don't want you to fear. I want you to hope. And I have an acronym for that. HOPE stands for Help Other People Excel. Over the course of 40 years of doing business, I've learned some basic truths. And they're built upon relationship marketing. And that means that relationship marketing is about customer relationship management. I'm not talking about the CRM as in the software. I'm talking about the philosophy of caring about other people. No matter what you're producing or selling, whether it's a product or service, if you can give hope, help somebody better themselves through the messages that you're sharing, you have a better opportunity to create a relationship that will grow into sales. Here's the thing that you have to do. Number one, you have to be authentic. Number two, you have to be authoritative. And number three, you have to be accessible. That means you have to be willing to answer the questions, respond to their comments, and be engaged with people that engage with you. Messages of hope help other people believe, achieve, and succeed. Now, I'm really not trying to come across as like an evangelical preacher or a Tony Robbins seminar. What I'm talking about is if you produce positive messages and people are in the right place at the right time to need your help, you have a much better opportunity trying to help them by building a relationship with them with positive, hopeful messages than you do by trying to create fear or FOMO. The bottom line is this goes a long way to building that know, like, and trust. So I want you to walk away with something, and that is that every business is different. Every person is different. Every time somebody may be consuming what you're producing can be different. But the bottom line is producing messages of hope that are authentic, authoritative, and accessible will help you build better relationships with customers in the long term. So I hope you found this useful, and if you did, I'd really appreciate it if you'd share the Bacon Podcast with your friends, or go to iTunes and just give us a review. I'd like to build a relationship with you, so if you have any questions, send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.